Okay. I have not done one of these car rambles in quite a while. It's really early for me. I had to get up early to give someone a lift to work. One of the perks of working for yourself is you don't have to get up in the morning. I've gotten really used to that. I've actually found myself in a situation where I really need to push myself, from an entrepreneur standpoint. I've got my seatbelt before my one of my jobs, like basically the only actual job that I've held for the past 16 years is this a part-time job. Like a marketing gig that I've had for a while. They dissolved my entire team, and rather than redistribute us, they've just laid us all off. So I've been on this team since 2004, since I was really, really young. Yeah. So, my role has sort of evolved over the years, but it's just been the steady part-time job that I've had, and I've always been able to, count on it. I always have a full-time job as I always had a full-time job as well until I got older, and then I started doing my own business. Side hustles, which evolved into full-time work, but yeah. So I now do not have this to fall back on, and it's probably a blessing in disguise. But it's just depressing. I mean, on one hand, it's my own fault. This is what happens when you allow yourself to work for a company. When you work for somebody else, you always run the risk of them not needing you anymore and just, getting rid of you, throwing you into the bus, what have you. That's why, as time goes on, I find it more and more important to develop multiple streams of income so you have things you can fall back on. So after 16 years, whatever it's been, rather than finding another place for us, it's just there's no sense of loyalty. And I find every position that I've ever had, there's been issues with. Want to say bullied, but yes, bullied. I am a prime candidate for bullying in the workforce, or I have been in the past. I've learned now ways to deal with that kind of situation. But in the past, I have always been bullied by female bosses, supervisors. So that, coupled with the fact that I just want my own independence, autonomy, whatever, what have you, I've just decided to find different ways to earn money. And I will do anything to earn money if it means I don't have to go to a job 9 to 5. I mean, this marketing gig that I've had, it gave me the flexibility of being able to make my own schedule. I could, do it whenever I want. I could work on the weekends if I wanted. I could work at night or in the morning. I could do whatever, as long as I put in the time, did my payroll. So I've been developing a couple businesses. don't know if I should give out too many details, but I'm trying to get a couple of them off the ground. I have a very, very varied sort of background professionally and educationally. I have a lot of experience in different sectors because I unfortunately have a hard time settling down and staying in one place and concentrating on one discipline. So I've worked in healthcare, I've worked in social work, I've worked in nonprofits, I've worked in business, marketing. And I've worked in education. I have credentials. I have teaching credentials. One of my side gigs is I run a tutoring company. It's just myself and one other person. It's mostly just me, but I do have one older woman who sometimes helps me out. Master's degree in museum management. I wrote a dissertation on education and museum management. For a long time, my dream job was to run the educational program at museums.